Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the very first episode of Be Here Now. I'm very excited. We have a guest host, Michael Christopher and Lynn Bleasdale. Very excited for the show. We are going to be talking about the topic of forgiveness. So I think a lot of people can relate to this just with the holidays and everything coming up. And I think this is especially that time of year where we begin to ask ourselves, you know, what do we need to forgive, or what should we be forgiven for as well? So we will talk a little bit about that, and then we will get into some calls. So I'm really excited. So, Michael, welcome. I'm so excited to have you here. Tell us a little bit about yourself and your background.
Oh, my God. I got to talk about myself again? I don't know what to say when people say talk about yourself. I'm a medium. Came out of that closet, just a little over 3 years ago. And kind of when things started happening, I kind of just took it and ran with it. I still am shocked that, you know, I'm able to do this. And I hope that never goes away. Other than that, I did, you know, 20 years in the military. I was in the Air Force. Got the technical background, then all of a sudden now I'm talking to dead people. So it's kind of one of those things you never saw coming.
That's awesome. Well, it's a spirit of service, right? I mean, I think it sounds like it's just within you. So that's awesome. And I apologize. I meant to do your little intro before, but I just had you kick it off. But I'll kind of give everyone a little bit of background in terms of how they can reach you and whatnot. So as Michael indicated, he is an evidential medium, and that's essentially a style of mediumship that it's kind of the best way that people know that you're connecting with spirit, because it really puts the pressure on the medium to be able to get that evidence. And it could include anything in terms of names, personality traits, physical ailments, anything like that there is no way that the person could have known. I particularly like it when it's something that they can't Google. I think with Facebook nowadays, everything is out there. And so in particular, that's right, where that really holds value. So that is fantastic. And you actually trained with Mimi Bonham. Do I say your last name right?
Mimi Bonham? Yep, Bonham.
Perfect. Bonham. Yep. From Montreal. And Mike, his kind of the beliefs around that there is no right way or wrong way to grieve the loss of a loved one. Each person experiences things differently, and he believes that sharing his gifts will help others through that healing process. So, and everyone is inherently intuitive and can feel spirit to some extent. So I think that's the biggest thing, is getting people to see that as well. So to contact Michael or to learn more about him, you can visit his website at michael.christopher.com. Did I get that right? Or did I completely butcher it?
You know what? I'm going between like GoDaddy and Wix. So right now I think I actually got a .com website finally. So it's actually michaelchristophermedium.com.
Medium. Got it. Thank you. Yes. Yep. Okay, perfect.
Oh, no, no.
Awesome.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Well, very good. I'm so excited to have you on the show. It'll be fantastic.
I'm excited to be here. I haven't been on in a while.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And we've got Lynn Bleasdale as well. And Lynn is a psychic intuitive who works as a medium using images, writing, sound, and light to bring messages through to loved ones. And you can contact her, and hopefully I don't butcher this. And I apologize if I do, but it's all in the blog talk. So I know, actually, Michael, I did correct it in that one, because I noticed I wanted to make it something that it wasn't. So for Lynn, it is lbleasdale.wix.com /Lynn. And so, Lynn, do you want to a little bit about yourself as well? Tell everyone about yourself.
Sure. I was just gonna say one thing about Michael's website is the Michael, the Christopher, and the Medium are all capitalized in the address. So just, I don't know if that makes a difference, but that's how it's reading on the thing there. I'm delighted to work with both of you. I'm honored to be working with you, and I'll do my best with the two of you. I feel like I'm in, great company, and I hope I can keep up with you. So.
Oh, don't worry about that. Absolutely. I'm going to try to keep up with Heather.
I think both a compliment.
Oh, gosh.
No, I do.
Yeah, it's all good.
Work is so awesome, and you're two of my favorite mediums. So,
thank you.
Ever get into a bar, that's fine. I'll still like you.
Well, that's awesome. Glad to have you on. And a little bit about myself, for those of you who don't know, I am an evidential medium as well, an intuitive coach. I'm a self-proclaimed skeptic, and so as a result, I kind of put a lot of pressure on my spirit guides to really give good evidence and just really make sure that you guys understand that your loved ones are with you and they see what's going on in your life. And I work with my spirit teams and your loved ones to help move past any blocks in the human experience in order to fulfill your soul's purpose in this life. And you can reach me at www.heathervalona.com. All right. So let's go ahead and get to the topic at hand again. And forgiveness is really, I know for me in particular this year, I've had several moments as of late even that I've been acknowledging the fact that this year is really about forgiveness in many facets of my life. And Michael, for you in particular, what maybe it relates to this year, maybe it's just something in general. I'm just curious in terms of your thoughts around that and how you can relate to that topic.
Oh, definitely in a couple ways. Excuse me. As you know, I talk about my sister a lot and the fact that, you know, she was murdered, 3 years ago. And for me, it was a very confusing time because I didn't know what to feel at first, because as some people know, I never got a chance to meet her in life. It's a long story there. So, all of a sudden she's taken away from everybody, by a senseless crime. So I sat, thinking about just everything, the fact that this guy took away our sister, I'll never have that opportunity to meet her. Just a whole host of emotions. And I don't know if it's because of what I do now that it's hard to even, I don't even remember being angry. I don't know what I was feeling. The truth of the matter is I don't know what I was feeling. But, at the same time, I look towards this guy that did this, And a lot of people have a hard time understanding that, how could you forgive somebody for doing such a crime? Well, I don't forgive the act that he did, but I feel to be able to move on is to forgive him. And to send, prayers to the family, because from what I understand, he had a young daughter. So it's two lives wasted over a senseless act. Being able just to forgive, to be able to just move on from it and start to heal from it. For me, it's an awkward thing because we never had a relationship during this lifetime. But she's still my sister. So, again, it's just a very confusing time.
Yeah, and, you don't want to go there in that space inside your head, but, hearing the details of what transpired with your sister and just kind of the details behind what happened, whether you knew her or not, it's just tragic, and it's just completely unfortunate.
Yes.
But having that personal connection and being able to forgive is so, and you said it, you're spot on. That's the biggest thing. It's oftentimes, you know, we say about forgiving others that it's like we're letting them off the hook. And that's not what it is. It's we're letting ourselves not bear that anymore. I can't tell you how many readings I've done with people that it's like, I literally see that becoming a block in their life. And the other person is, it's not even in their space in terms of, you know, thinking about them, but that's holding them back. And so you're right. That's exactly what it is. It's like, if you can't forgive them, forgive them for yourself, do it for you.
Yeah. Because you don't want to get stuck in that space and constantly being brought back to that time. You know, for me, it is, it's the start of a release to just, you know, somehow, some way manage to move on, you know.
Yep.
And just leave that behind in a way. You know, it's a very touchy subject, and, you know, but I think that's just the beginning, you know, of that process. Is you have to, or else that's where you're stuck. You're stuck in that hatred. You're stuck just in that feeling, you know. I mean,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, thank you for sharing that.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Lynn, do you have anything in particular? Oh, sorry. I'm sorry, Michael. Were you done?
Oh, no. I didn't know if you wanted another example or if that's good for now.
No. You know, that's an interesting note, too, because, you know, the other thing I'll say to that is not a lot of people, like, especially when it comes to a situation where a life was taken, it's just the extreme of forgiveness. And, you know, it's really hard. There's nothing that can make it undone.
No.
I think that's the most extreme scenario. And I think on the lighter side, you often have the situation where somebody, my biggest lesson in, you know, just in general this year has been, you know, people are not going to always act or do the things that you think they should do. And oftentimes as a result of that, we kind of carry something with us against that. And you know what? Live and let live. People are going to do what they want to do. And just it's really about forgiving and not having that expectation of how people should act too as well. Because
right.
That's obviously, you know, we don't expect people to go and do things like that. So, yeah, it's very interesting. So thank you for sharing that.
Oh, yes.
Very hard. Lynn, do you have anything in particular?
Mm-hmm. Sure do. Yeah, I was just thinking when Michael was speaking that grief, you're in such a state of shock for the first who knows how long. And that shock just keeps going. And it's like 1,000 things coming at you, like the act itself, then the loss. You just can't process a big thing like that. It's like eating an elephant. You can only do it one bite at a time. But
right.
With forgiveness, there's a beautiful old saying, forgiveness is the fragrance of the violet upon the heel of the one who crushed it. And we need forgiveness as a healing instrument. We cannot bring the same energy to a situation that caused the situation. We have to come with a whole other energy. Forgiveness frees the person who's carrying the pain. I won't say victim, but the one who received the grief and the shock, letting go of the need to connect with the perpetrator. I think if you can cut that tie and you carry on with a new normal, there won't be the old life. It's a new normal and you go on, but forgiveness frees you from the burden of carrying that rage, the hatred, the need for revenge. If you can let that go, you'll lighten your vibration and meet spirit a lot better halfway. And that's what I've got.
Wow, that is beautiful. And that is so true. And I'll just really quickly tell, you know, my feedback to that or my experience mm-hmm. around that, because we have some callers and we definitely want to get to them. I, in particular, this year, I had a couple instances where, one, I had to, I don't want to say I had to forgive, but I made the conscious decision to forgive an individual because they came back into my life. And And I just felt at peace with it. I could have easily judged the situation or continue to judge the circumstances that occurred, but I forgave that person because it's the right thing to do. And in that instance, I'm so much more thankful and blessed to have that person in my life. And conversely, I feel like I was gifted that same forgiveness to myself as well, that when my sister-in-law had passed, there was a lot of sadness around it. And my brother-in-law had actually remarried quickly thereafter, and I wasn't ready for that. We weren't ready for him to get married so soon. Like, but again, you know, it's one of those things. And so there was some hurtful things said, we just recently, and I'm so thankful. After a couple of years of, you know, kind of going through that, we reconnected. And again, my life is so much more fulfilled as a result of having him back in our lives. And quite frankly, his new wife, my new sister-in-law, I love her. I love her. She's amazing. And I'm just so thankful and blessed that, you know, I just feel so, it truly, like you said, a huge weight has been lifted. And I'm so blessed and thankful for that. So yay. I'm just so excited. Life is good, and we've got a bunch of callers, so we are going to get to them right now. So this one's been waiting patiently. So you guys ready?
Oh, dun, yeah. Dun, dun.
All right, perfect. So Lynn, you know, this is my first time on the switchboard, so back if I do anything wrong, I'm going to...
You're going to just be fine. Yeah, it'll be fine.
Okay, there we go. All right. Okay, hi. So caller, are you on?
Yes.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello. And hi, caller. This is area code 314. Can you just give us your name and where you're calling from?
My name is Martha, and I'm calling from Florida.
Okay. Hi, Martha. And
hi.
What did you have any specific questions that we can answer, or maybe something you'd like some guidance on?
Well, I would love to connect with Spirit if you guys have any messages for me. That would be great.
Okay. Okay, perfect. We'll see what we can get. Okay. So first of all, so Martha, I'm getting, I get a strong male presence that comes in for you, and I feel like he would be a father, grandfather type of figure, and he's overwhelming me with love for you. Do you understand this? I don't know if you lost a father or grandfather. Okay, would this be your, I have to say, it's feels like a father, but if it's not a father, it's a grandfather that was close, very close to you. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. I feel like he would call you like kiddo or something, like a term of endearment towards you. He had a specific, I feel like he's giving me kind of a love bond with you that goes beyond kind of the first name basis, so to speak. And let me see what else he's saying here. Why is he showing, this is very odd, so sometimes they do shorthand, and he's giving me something that I'm not clear what this is. He's giving me, I feel like, I don't know if you're into crystals or there's something, a connection with crystals. Have you been
looking? I'm literally looking at all my jewelry. I'm a jewelry designer.
Oh, perfect. Okay, because it's interesting. He's
That's
literally
crazy.
Holding like a necklace full of like crystals right now, and
well,
he's handing
really
it
crazy.
To you.
Oh,
yeah. Okay, I'm getting massive chills. This is just usually, so I'll say this out loud just to further drive home, because Spirit, whenever I connect, they really just want to kind of emphasize the importance of the message. And so I get chills kind of all over my body or in certain places. And so he's emphasizing this for you. He's also, it's interesting, he wants to tell you specifically, there's something about the creative process that you're using in which to create this jewelry that you feel I feel like you've been pondering the fact, like, do I go off script and kind of make it my own, or do I do more traditional what people would want? Do you understand this?
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. That's
okay.
Like how I'll describe my jewelry. Oh, my God. It's so crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, so he's telling you to go off script. Like he's like, make this yours. Don't be cookie cutter. Do you, like, do your own thing. He's really emphasizing this from you. And it's funny, he's drawing a box and he's saying, don't make it fit in the box. You're unique.
Wow.
You need to embrace that. And he's also wanting to acknowledge your mother. I'm not sure if there was Is this your father or is this your grandfather?
Yeah, that is my mom's dad.
Oh, okay, that's why. So your mom's still here though, right?
Yes.
Okay, because that's just his way of saying hi, like let your mom know I said
confusing.
Hi. So
I
okay.
mean, we're all named Martha, all the Marthas. I mean, I'm sorry, I'm the fourth, so.
Oh,
my
wow.
Mom, my grandma.
Okay, so that's funny. Your grandmother
just
gave a shout out.
She called me
mom.
Missy, so.
Oh, that okay, that's what it was. So it's usually if it's something, that's kind of the way
yeah.
Spirit will tell me that you didn't go by your first name, you went by another name. Okay. Okay. Yeah, so he's just giving love to your mom, giving a lot of love. That's funny. Did she do something different with her hair or something recently? Do you know?
I'm not sure. But, like, if
okay,
you just kept going, you know something.
He's kind of making, like, I don't know if she's known for, like, having curly hair. There's something about the curls in her hair.
Oh,
but
my God. Yeah.
He's bringing this up as well. He's just kind of, like, he's kind of making a funny out of it. Like a little bit of a shag dog, kind of funny hair. Like just, and he's, like, grabbing
oh
her face
God,
and giving
really
her a
funny.
Kiss. Yeah. So, that's what I would say for that. I would also say, are you married as well?
No.
Do you have a man in your life? Or is that another question that you have
not
as well?
Not anymore.
Okay.
No man at all, actually.
Okay, because he's bringing up, let me see. Okay, he's just bringing up this, like a man, but he's not giving me specifics around it. So I don't know if that's just stupid. Did you just recently break up or something? Or was there some
yeah.
distance in it? Okay, got it.
Yeah.
That's it. Because I was like, he's just kind of ending it right there. And I'm like, what about the man? And he's just like saying, that's it. And so that's it. That's just his way of acknowledging that. So he's with you.
Okay.
He loves you. And he's just, he feels very sweet to you. There's something very sweet about you. He really, like, I don't know if you were like the one granddaughter. There's something sweet about you, though. And he
I
just really wants to give you
met.
Love
like,
and affection.
Really ever met.
Okay. That's why he's singling you out. So he's just acknowledging that and giving you lots and lots of love. So,
wow.
So thank you, Martha, for that. And I don't know.
My
if I'll pass it over to Michael and Lynn and see if you guys have anything.
I'm in shock right now because that's the one I always want to hear from. And I haven't had a reading like that in so freaking long. I'm talking about years. Spot on.
Oh,
that one.
Okay. Well, thank
I'm,
you.
I'm like freaked out.
So I'm glad. I don't want to freak you out. This is intended.
No,
to
no. Like, you know, the best
love
way.
Us.
The best way.
Good,
I'm like,
good.
Wow, that was crazy. I didn't expect that.
It just,
wow.
Yeah, it just goes to show that, you know, Spirit is with us. And so he's just sending you lots of, I love it because I feel the love. And whenever I read for someone, I feel like I know your soul and you are just, you're just a good person. And that's awesome. So, yeah, it's a good
Thank
stuff.
You.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Oh my gosh, it was amazing.
Yeah. So, Michael or Lynn, I don't know if you're getting anything or. Want to share some love?
No.
If you're not ready, Michael, I can go ahead.
Oh
yeah.
No, go ahead. Yeah, I'm. That was awesome, Heather.
Yes,
I know.
It really, really was. I feel like the warm up band for like the Stones or something, right? So, yeah. How do you follow that? Anyway, Martha, I don't know if the image of a unicorn has meaning to you for you, but that's immediately what came in. And if the image, you don't have a stuffed unicorn or something, do you? Or
no.
Okay. The unicorn came right into my head when you started to speak. So I looked up the symbolism here. The spirit of the unicorn encourages you to open, heal, balance, and strengthen your heart chakra. Greet everyone you encounter with love and light straight from the heart. So that would be the message that came through. And the name Emily came through for me, for you, I'm sorry. And there's a rose that comes through with that for you. And it is like a deep, deep rose. The color of love, not romantic love, but the deep rose of the heart love, the love from the heart. And that's what I'm getting for you. What was that other thing? Oh, right. When Heather was reading for you, she mentioned that you are a unique soul. And I think that ties in to the unicorn as well for you. You are a unique soul, and I wouldn't let anyone dim your light, even if people think you're maybe, you know, not dancing to their tune. Like, who cares? Dance your own tune, and hold on to that unicorn as a symbol of your uniqueness. And with that, I'll pass you on to Michael.
I really like that analogy. Thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome.
I'm not really getting anything right now. Nothing I'm picking up. It's interesting, though. All right, there is one thing, but I don't understand what's going on with it. I literally have this female figure skater behind me doing, like, twirlies. I don't know if you're connected to a person that passed that you were friends with in high school in a tragic situation, like a car accident.
Yeah. Oh, my God, I had one. Like, that's the only friend I've ever lost in a car accident when I was in high school.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not. And he did twirlies in his car. That's how he crashed.
Well, no. I had a figure skater.
Oh,
it was a boy?
I don't know if he did. But he did in his car. I know his car did circles because there was road marks.
Let me just feel into it, because I was getting the image I was getting was this female figure skater just doing these circles on the ice. So let me just see what's going on with this. I was like, I don't understand. And I kept telling her, okay, what is this?
These are the two people I wanted to hear from, by the way. That's so crazy.
Let me just see if this person will step forward. Like I said, initially I saw a female, but I definitely saw the car accident. So And I'm also feeling that alcohol was involved. Do you know if there was alcohol involved with
the
wreck?
Yeah, it was.
Okay. Do you know if this girl is any way related to this situation?
This girl,
this figure skater.
No, I'm not sure.
No, okay.
I don't think, but like it kind of relates to my life. Like, I mean, my brothers play hockey. I did figure skating. I'm not sure.
Maybe
for a
that's what
bit.
He was. That's fine. Maybe that's what there was the link then that was bringing in, because I kept seeing this figure skater, but I saw the car accident. I saw a car accident. Do you happen to know what his future plans might have been? Because he's talking about he was going to be an engineer, is what I'm hearing.
I'm not sure.
Okay. And was he around the age of 16 at his passing?
He was
16. Seeing the number 16. Okay, because
yeah,
that's what I'm
16.
Seeing, the number 16.
Actually, I was 16. He was, oh, wait, I don't even think he made it to his 17th. Yeah, I think he died right before his 17th birthday. Yeah, he did. He died right before his 17th birthday.
Okay, okay. He's shouting this at me, but he's like saying, I'm your guardian angel, so he's watching out for you. I don't know if you feel him around or you think of him, because that's what he's coming across with is, she has to know, like, when – I don't know if you randomly think of him, but that's what he's bringing up, and that's how you know he's around. It's like you'll instantly just out of nowhere you'll start thinking of him.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if that's happened, but that's what he's bringing up, like he's watching over you or watching out for you.
That's crazy.
I also feel like when he was alive, did he act like – I'm getting the feeling like a big brother, like he watched out for you. Would that make sense with him?
I'm not sure.
And that's fine. That's just what he's coming across as a feeling. And he's kind of just backing off from that, though. That's all he's giving me right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the last
that
thing
beautiful.
He left with, and that's, I just felt like the big brother. That's the feeling he gave me.
Not sure, because he went, like, you know, was a lot. I'm now 27, and that was when I was 16. I almost don't even know anymore, you know. Like,
right.
You know.
Nope. I you know, pass along with what he's showing me.
I feel like he convinced me
just
to go to a certain school that I ended up going to.
Oh, wow. Well, there you go. He's still pushing you.
Well, that's great. That's awesome. Good job. So I'm so glad that we were able to connect with the two people that you were looking to connect with.
Oh, yeah. Where do you get private readings from all of you all?
Oh, yeah, the information is on the blog talk, and you can go to our website. And okay. I've got it, the MichaelChristopherMedium.com, so I believe that's the right one. And
I still can't get over the jewelry part when you said, literally, my conundrum is always, like, I stopped making jewelry because I was like, mine are really unique pieces, and I can't mass produce them, but if I can make some stupid pieces that everyone would buy, that's the craziest thing you've ever said. And I was literally looking at my jewelry when you were saying that.
Yeah. Well,
which
there
I haven't
you go.
Touched
I mean, spirit,
like,
you know.
That's
yeah,
so
spirit
crazy.
Knows
Thank
what's
so
going
much.
On.
This was
yeah,
such a great
yeah,
day.
Absolutely.
Like, made me so happy.
Yeah, I'm so
thank
glad.
You.
So
have
it's
great
Martha
night, everyone.
Slash Missy. Yeah, thank you.
Yes.
Have a good night.
Thank you. Have
All
a
right.
great night.
Okay, bye. All right, let's see our next caller here. All right, area code 856. Okay, 856, you're on. And what is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Laura in New Jersey.
Laura in New Jersey, hi. All right, so what do you have any specific questions or what kind of guidance are you looking for?
I'm looking for guidance around when you see me maybe being able to purchase a home and finally make a move into my own home.
Okay, let's see. So, I'm trying to decipher the message that I'm getting here because I feel like Spirit wants to take me in a little bit of a different direction, but I'll just ask the question. So is your mother, is she here or is she in Spirit? Because I'm getting, I feel like a energy around a mother.
She's in Spirit.
I was feeling her too, Heather.
Yeah, because she's kind of popping in, and I'm like, I have to tell you, so I don't feel like she's like one of those, like, I'm here. She's kind of like a little bit more, would you know it to be true for her to be more of a subtle type of person? Like she doesn't have a very strong energy or personality to her? Okay, because she's kind of coming in a little bit more slow-stepping, and so I was like, I need to know if you're here or you're over there. So it's funny. I'm horrible when I'm in this space of channeling. I don't use my mental space, so I can't remember sometimes like basic television shows that I used to watch. But what is that show where that Ropers or something? I want to acknowledge, like, it's almost like there's something about her though as well, that there's a connection with the Ropers, you know, that the lady who would wear the robe all the time. For whatever reason, she's bringing up that connection. Maybe she liked the show, but she's bringing this up. Let me see here what she has to say. Is your father in Spirit as well?
Yeah. He is.
Okay. Okay. Cause she's okay. Okay. She's just bringing him through as to acknowledge him being here as well with her. Would you be surprised that they're actually together? Is there something about that to where
I expect them to be together.
Okay. But for whatever reason, she's making me feel like there's something with the dynamics with them that it's kind of a, it's more of a funny thing. Like, yeah, he's here with me too. So, they've kind of got that personality, I feel like, with the rope. There's something about that. She's bringing that up. So you could sit with that or whatever, but she wants to bring that up. But, let me see what she wants to say here. So I'm sorry, did you say, what was the question around wanting, was there a job change or a move or a physical move?
Yeah, I'm hoping to be able to purchase a home. I'm hoping, and I'd like, sometime in 2019, I'm hoping that that's going to happen.
Okay, because I feel like you're in a space now, but I feel like it doesn't, like you don't feel like it's your forever home or you're not vibing with what it is. I don't, for whatever reason, she's bringing this up, like you don't feel like it's your, are you live with someone right now?
Am I what?
Are you living with someone else? Like, for some reason, I feel like this isn't your space, like you're in, that you don't feel like it's yours or something, and that's why. I'm sorry.
I'm in an apartment. I'm in an apartment, so, and I live
okay,
by myself.
Got it. Got it. Okay. So it's the feeling of it not really being yours is the what she's giving me, that you feel like it's not necessarily yours. So are you actually wanting to move to a house, but there's a concern about whether or not you would be able to do
a
that? Okay. Got it. Because she's bringing Yeah. So she is bringing this up because she's making me feel like you want a place that's your own, that you don't want to have the space. And so being that you're kind of an apartment, it's not necessarily yours. You want your own. And so she's making me feel like do you have financial concerns around being able to do that though? Like being able to actually pay for something on your own. Do you understand this?
Yeah, because I do contract work and I frequently am up and down. So
I have to tell you what she's telling me very specifically. She's saying you will be able to do it, but I don't want to say lower your standards, but I do want to tell you that the place that you get, it'll be a little bit of a fixer-upper opportunity. Do you understand that? But I'm saying it's not going to be – yeah, so it's not going to – I don't know if there's a – you have high standards or, I mean, we all, whatever. But the point being is she's actually making me feel like you're going to find a fixer-upper, that it's going to be habitable, but it's also going to be an opportunity where not only can you make it your own because it's your space, but you can make it, you can almost like redesign it and sort of architect it in the way that you want. So I do see this happening. I actually see it being an older home. And I see it, I feel like, I don't know if you're in a rural area or what this is, but I feel like, it's kind of in an area that maybe has a little bit of space to it, like room to grow, so to speak. Do you understand what I'm saying? I don't know where you live or if that even makes sense, but that's what I'm saying.
Can you see if is it going to be a condominium type of home or is it going to be a home, like a one-story?
Absolutely. Home, without a doubt. But again, I see it being something where I see there being an option for a condo, but it being more of a little bit more turnkey. But I don't feel like your heart's going to – I feel like there's something about this place where you can go to, this home, that you can make it your own. And I feel like there's – Do you understand with the fact that, like, you tend to lose yourself in creative projects? Do you understand when I say that? Like, I feel like it's almost like everyone has their form of meditation. For you, your form of meditation is doing sort of creative projects. And you may have not even done them for a while, so this may not make sense to you immediately. But think back to those times where you felt, like, more peaceful or more, like, you sort of, you were just in a better space. You were doing projects and seeing them through to fruition. Does that make sense?
Yeah, so I've been out of work for a while, and I just started working again. So that's when I'm doing the projects and stuff. So that's probably what you're talking about.
Well, so I want to emphasize, this isn't work projects. This is personal, like, this is passion projects. That's what I'm seeing. So it would be something separate from that. So I just want to make sure. So if it doesn't resonate now, that's fine. But this is the stuff that you do outside of your day job to keep you happy. And so if that's not something that you understand or resonate with, that's fine. But what your mother is telling me is this is something to where the project that you will be able to do in terms of this home and sort of almost like, you know, flipping the house, so to speak, will help you find a new outlet within yourself. And it's going to be almost like meditative for you to really helps you connect. So that's what I'm getting.
How long do you think it's going to be? Do you have a timetable on it?
You know, time is difficult. I'm getting like 3 to 7, and so I generally I feel like it could be within 7 months, but that it could be more widespread than that. That's what I'm getting. They usually will show me like the seasons depending on when, but I'm not seeing that specifically. I actually feel like it'll be I feel like it'll be probably mid to late next year.
Okay. maybe around June or July of next year, maybe.
Yeah.
Willing. Okay. Well, yeah. Fixer-upper, I guess. That's what I'm going to have to do. I don't know the first thing about doing that, but I'll have to tackle it somehow because I have to get out of here. I can't take it anymore.
Yeah, and it's not a bad, like, it's not falling apart, but that's what I see. But the other thing I'll say to that, and I can speak to this personally because your mom is putting this impression on me and I'm relating to it, is, you know, I never thought I could really, like, I don't fix things. I don't do any of that stuff. Well, there's YouTube, and now I fix cars, I fix houses, I install, like, doors. I do everything because of YouTube. So I'm just saying, and I found a newfound respect for myself that I didn't know I had. So I'm just saying, it's going to build some confidence in you through this process. And this is what your mom is putting on you. You're going to find this sort of like she-roar power that you never knew you had because you wanted something, you went after it, and you made it even better than what you had when you started. So that's what your mom is giving to me. She's kind of pepping it up and really bringing this life and energy to you. And so just, it's all good. It's exciting. It's going to be good stuff.
Okay, great. I like that. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
I needed that.
Yeah. I don't know, Lynn, Michael, if you're getting anything.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if I'm picking up on your father, but was he a pretty straightforward person? Because what he's telling me goes, Spirit's not going to do it for you. You actually got to get up and you have to do it yourself. So with all the information you got, don't forget free will, that it's still up to you to make these, you know, things happen. So I don't know if that sounds like your dad, but that's the kind of vibe I was picking up.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I will do it once I have some money. But that's what I need. I need to be able to make enough money and be stable enough to make the move and do it.
Shall I go?
Oh, sure, sorry.
Oh, sure. I didn't know if you were done yet, Michael, or if you were just thinking.
Yeah, it was quick. I just had this feeling, so.
It was a dramatic pause, right? That's beautiful.
Yeah.
I'll just give you what I've got for you, Laura, and then if Michael comes up with anything more. It feels like 2018 gave you several setbacks, but there were two major setbacks for you, and they want you to trust in the third try. Now, is there a dream home that you may have had your eye on or kind of seen or desired, that, but you don't think you have a chance at it?
Yes, there mm-hmm. was. I was supposed to get it back in October of last year, and the one of the spouses, there was a couple. The husband pulled out at the last minute, decided he didn't want to sell, and it was a major setback for me.
Yeah, there's been a few I'm picking up, and I would get the energy in your heart chakra spinning as healthily as you can. I think when you want to manifest something, you want to put it in terms of positive rather than, for example, you want to say, I am a homeowner. You need to visualize it. Anything that has been built on this earth began in someone's mind. And so you're going to design that situation in your mind first and manifest it in your life. Once you have designed it, put your intention out there, and you are working, as Michael or your dad says, then you're finding all those things combined with that positive outlook, the positive attitude, you will be surprised at how much it comes back to meet you. As far as your career goes, it says here, don't limit yourself to just what you're doing now, this contract work. And I think this ties into what Heather was referring to. There's something that you have, a side talent that you're not acknowledging, you're not making use of. And one of the points of being here is to go back and say, I used everything you gave me. So use those side talents as well. You need to expand what you believe you can do, because you are capable of pulling in a lot of money. Just find your talents, give yourself permission to use them, and get out there. You're not using your full potential, and abundance is yours for the taking, just to recognize those. Big thing is to give yourself permission. You may be holding your own self back just a wee bit, but I see a home for you too. And what was Heather was saying, the image of Charlie Brown's Christmas tree came in, right? I don't think it's a fixer-upper, as you're going to have to turn into Bob Vila or something. It's a fixer-upper in terms of it's kind of sad and raggedy, needs some love, needs some paint, needs some trimming on the stuff. But I see a garden for you, and I think gardening would bring your whole, everything into balance for you. You need that green space, and to get out there and hug a tree, you know, balance yourself back. But don't let despair get you. You got to trust in that third try is the message that came through. Okay, Laura, that's what I got for you. Okay.
Thank you, everybody.
Yeah, you got to believe. Mm-hmm.
Thanks.
Yeah, thank you so much. Laura. Good luck.
Thanks. Have a good night. Bye.
Good you too.
Yeah.
All right. And our next caller is area code 516. And what is your name and where you're calling from?
Hi, this is Randy. I'm calling from Colorado.
Randy from Colorado. All right. And what is your question? What do you have for us?
So I am going through a lot of changes that have been kind of stressful. And like I just found out today, now another change that might happen. So I just wanted to see if this is going to happen. I'm a preschool teacher, and my co-teacher's like, I don't know if I can make it this whole year, because where I work is a lot of people are leaving, and so she was saying, I don't know if I can make it the whole year. So like I really enjoy working with her, and I think she's been really great for me, and I'm just worried now that that's another change. Anything you're picking up, any messages would be great. Maybe something related to that would be great too.
Okay, perfect. I'm getting something, so I can go ahead and I'll give you what I'm getting, and I immediately got something around work and there being changes, and I feel like there is going to be some shuffling around. I feel like, it's interesting because when you were talking about your co-teacher, I believe, in the changes there, I have to tell you I'm immediately being kind of pulled into this sort of spirit is wanting me to tell you that there's an opportunity in this. I feel like you are kind of the silent hero in many ways. Oftentimes, the potential of what you can do, I don't know that it's been fully realized. Would you agree that you tend to avoid maybe the spotlight or kind of displaying your abilities? Do you understand that?
Oh, I put people on pedestals, and I'm a newer teacher. Like I'm a social worker, so I just became a preschool teacher last year. So I kind of I look towards other people to to learn and grow, and people sometimes see that as that I'm putting myself down. I don't think I'm putting myself down. I'm just new, and so some people have told me that I shouldn't do that because they said you don't realize you have you're natural to work with kids, and that's just a gift on its own.
I'm giving you a forewarning now. Spirit is letting you know that. You will be consistently put into situations where you have to shine your light, because the amazing ability that you have, I understand it's easy sometimes to absolutely giving credit where credit is due. There's a lot of people out there that we're all teachers, right? Everybody, there's always someone to learn from. And you acknowledge that, and so that's kind of the respectable side of you. But the other side is the fact that that you also have to step into that space as well, because you really have a lot of power, and people are right. What they're saying, and Spirit is telling me right away, that she's going to be consistently put in these situations where it's like, you're like, oh man, like why? Because Spirit wants you to step forward and shine your light so that others can see it. I do see things going well for you. On the surface, you're going to look at them and probably say, you know what, this is not exactly what I wanted. But it's only going to, literally, Spirit is showing me kind of the example of you being backstage and the spotlight being out there and you not wanting to step into it. And they're going to keep putting you in situations where you have to go out on stage. You have to. Like, you know, the star of the show getting mono, or, you know, something like that. Things, that's what they're showing me. So it's not, don't look at them as anything bad, sort of these things that are going to happen. It's only Spirit's way of putting you into the space where you can truly shine. So that's what I get for you specifically, Ren. Are you also, is there also a move that you're looking to do as well? Has there been?
Yeah. That's the other thing.
Okay. So that's just Spirit acknowledging that as well. I feel like, is there something around 3 months or something that you're looking to do, move specifically? I'm getting 3 months.
Well, I have to get out of this where I'm living now in May.
Okay.
Get out of here by May. Well, I mean, I guess we could maybe extend it or something like that. I mean, we're looking now, like, to see. My brother-in-law is nice enough to, like, he's going to buy a house for us, and he's going to be our landlord, so we could afford to live in a home.
I see something around 3 months where it's coming to fruition, and I actually see it maybe something to where you're going to be so happy with the new place that you're going to want to get out of where you're at right away. So,
That's really nice.
Yeah, I see it. Yeah, I see it being a good thing as well. Is there also a concern? Do you have a dog?
Yeah.
Okay, because there was concern about whether or not you'll be able to take the dog or something, or, like, there's something about the dog. I feel like a concern around that's all going to work out as well.
Oh, that's going to work out?
Yeah.
Okay.
They just wanted to...
they wouldn't take my dog.
Okay. No. Spirit is telling me that you have a concern about the dog as well, and they're saying that'll work out. It'll be okay. That you're stressing about that. They're putting that heaviness on your chest a little bit on top of everything else. So they're saying it'll work out with a dog. So
okay.
Yeah. So
okay. Good. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. So Lynn or Michael?
Mm-hmm. Ready, Michael, or? Do you want me to go?
Oh, go ahead, then.
Alrighty then. Hi, was it Randy? Was your name?
Yes.
Okay, good. I hope I didn't know if I heard that right. Okay. The first message that comes through is: do not mistake change for loss. I think you're confusing the changes with loss, and there's a little bit of grieving going on with you that it hasn't even happened yet. So, like, everything that you're afraid of has already happened to you, if you've gone through that fear reaction already. I'm all tight from around the stomach, so the second chakra to the third chakra up, and my heart chakra feels all tightened up. I think you're carrying a lot of fear, Randy, are you? Just about your future?
Uh-huh. I mean, these things are like... I mean, the change for my move, my home wasn't really a choice that I'm making because I want to move. It was like we financially can't live where we are living.
I know.
And then the teacher moving. It's just a lot of changes that I wouldn't have chose, you know.
I know, love. So. But, you know, if you can trust that Spirit is working with you, okay, just know that even though you don't understand the journey right now, you can trust it. I mean, if you trust it, all that tightness is going to let go. Remember, too, to breathe. If you're not breathing deeply, you're going to get that anxiety reaction worse. So when the anxiety starts to grab you, just remember, take a few deep breaths, do that deep breathing. And you can look up the Ho'oponopono prayer, which I think might help you right now, and just like the concepts around that. the practices. It might help you a lot. And I just want to give you one image that came in. And this comes in sometimes just to describe a situation where you can't let go. So picture yourself as a trapeze artist. If they don't let go of the trapeze they're swinging on, they can't grab the next one. And if they eventually stop grabbing and swinging, they'll come to a dead stop. They'll lose momentum.
Surrender.
Yeah. You are enough, Randy, okay? Just as you are, you know you are enough. You're never alone. You have always got help from your spirit team. So, and there's humans that are going to help. There's teachers that are going to show up for you. You know, it may feel like one door closes, the other one opens, it's hell in the hallway, but it's going to get better. And I think you are going to be very, very sort of as bad as it was feeling before. You're going to feel a complete change. But let that center of your body just relax a little bit and try to not worry. Stay in the present moment. Okay, it is going to be okay. I feel that. So with that, I'll send you over to Michael.
Thank you.
Hi, Randy.
You are so welcome.
Hi.
Hi. This is I don't know, I'm getting this image. It's pretty disturbing. I have a young male, and I'm seeing him late teens, early 20s. I think it feels like a contemporary to you, but what he's showing me is he's alone in this field, and I don't know if he's throwing up from, like, alcohol poisoning, but I feel that this person passed away by himself in, like, a wooded area. Would this make any sense to you?
No.
No? Okay.
Unless it was a past life or something?
No, I just, this feels like high school days, kind of. So I don't know if this is somebody you might have known.
No.
I tried to shake the image, but he keeps coming back.
Oh.
So I don't know if it might make sense later, but I'm just going to go ahead and tell you what he's telling me. Because that's what I feel like. This person passed away by himself on a cold night in the middle of this wooded area. I feel like he wandered off from a party possibly. And he passed during the night, like froze to death is what I feel.
Holy cow.
I don't question it anymore. It's sometimes, it may be for somebody else calling in. I don't know, but he's showing this to me. So I never know who this is connected to. But I definitely don't feel it's a relationship or a relation to you. But I do feel, I just got to throw it out there. But he just wants his mother to know that he didn't feel pain. And that he didn't suffer. He didn't die alone, that he was met by family members. That's what he's getting across. So if it makes sense to you later, fine. If it makes sense to somebody listening in, I'm just putting that out there. So I don't know who this is connected to.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like a lot of pressure off of me. So I'm glad. I'm really happy I called in. So I appreciate everybody's input.
Yeah. Well, Randy, good luck to you.
Thanks.
Yeah, good luck.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I hope I can just cut in. Heather, I just added a half hour to the show because otherwise you were going to get cut off in about 2 minutes, okay? Hope you don't mind.
Oh, perfect. I was wondering. Yeah, no, I was like, how do I extend? I see that.
How do you get to, okay,
callers,
so I just,
yeah,
yeah, and I just wanted
I got
to
it.
Say to Michael, the young man you were picking up is for me. You just picked
it's
up.
That's for you?
A young, yes, yes. I can't stop tingling. Yeah, he froze to death out in the woods. He was a part of a group. I was fostering some what they were labeled troubled kids, but they weren't. They were just messed up. One of them froze to death out in the woods. He was a little out of it and didn't. Yeah, that's him. I can feel
Holy
it. So thank you, Michael.
Cow.
Sometimes they just pop in. They piggyback, eh,
yep.
A little?
How it works.
So,
yeah,
I figured it was for someone.
Yeah,
yeah,
and that's why I don't hesitate to throw the information out, because he was not letting it go. And I started to feel the sensation of throwing up.
Yeah.
And I was like, I have never had that such a strong feeling like that. That's what got me. I'm like, okay, this is real. This kid needs his message.
Yeah. I don't know where his mother is. I'll try to connect, but thank you. This is years ago.
Oh, my pleasure. Absolutely.
Yeah, it was a high school. Like, he was about high school age, but yeah, this was a lot of years ago. So
that's what I was feeling.
Bless your heart. You're a good lad. You may have to get like take a number like at a bakery. You know, get them to. Anywho, all right. So anyway, yeah. There you go.
Wow.
Thank you. That's amazing.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah, so we're at an hour. So if I don't know if you want to do maybe one more reading or if you're good to go for
one more. Nothing else to do. So if we want to keep going, I'm good.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right. Well. All right. Let's do it. So we've got a caller from area code 760, and I'll bring them on. And hi, caller. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi. This is Gigi, and I'm calling from Southern California.
Ooh,
California, nice. All right, so what can we help you with? Is there anything in particular you want to discuss?
Yes, I mean, any messages that come through other than my question, I'm definitely open to, but my immediate concern is regarding money and finding a source of income that's going to really shift to a more positive income flow. What does that look like for me?
Okay, perfect. So really quickly, can I just ask you, I get a mother or grandmother figure that's coming in. I feel like it's more of a grandmother. And there was, it feels like there was some discussion around with the estate at one point. Do you understand this? And I feel like there may have been some china, like some dishes. Does this make sense to you at all? This lady just popped in, and I'm like, I don't know if it's for you, but I'm wondering if we just have a bunch of stragglers coming in.
You know, to be honest, there could have been a conversation like that, but I wasn't privy to any of that.
Okay. Has your grandmother or your mother passed?
Both of my grandparents have passed, yes. Both of them.
Okay. Okay. Do you know that your grandmother would have been a little bit more, I don't want to say the word proper, but I feel like she was a little bit more like just organized and kind of more of a, I guess proper is the way to say it. Does that make sense?
I never thought of my grandmothers as proper, but I mean, do you mean in terms of doing things for other people in the right way type of thing?
This grandmother that's coming through is very, I feel like she's organized. I feel like she kind of likes things in certain places. I feel like she... there's something about just something about the structure that she embodies. You would know if this is for you. So if it's not, that's fine.
Yeah,
this grandmother came in really quickly,
so.
And I was like, whoa. Yeah. Okay.
No, I wouldn't,
okay,
I wouldn't
that's
call
fine.
Either of them proper.
Okay, fair enough. This lady
yeah.
is just...
Yeah.
She's coming in with much structure, and I'm like, hello, hi. Okay,
oh,
so
no.
I'm gonna sit with this a little bit more and see what's going on with it. And I don't like Michael or Lynn, if you want to jump in. It's probably her way of telling me to back off here.
Okay. Where you at, Michael? Are you ready or shall I go?
Oh no, you can go ahead, please.
Hi G. Have you had a bad experience with self-employment?
Yes.
Okay, because I wrote down self-employment sucks.
I wouldn't use the word bad, though. I would use the word inconsistent and tough.
Yeah. Now, I don't know where this is coming from, but I am smelling Cajun cooking and I am hearing Cajun music. And I don't know, it's like Louisiana or New Orleans or... Do you have any kind of relative, ancestral connection to that area?
Not at all.
Does that kind of music or cooking do anything for you? I'm not sure why this is coming in.
I don't know why it's coming in either. That's too spicy for me. I never had a draw to go to New Orleans. No, not for me.
Okay, so it's not ringing. Okay, so then it could be, again, I'm getting a piggyback thing like we just did with the other caller. Because I'm almost, my eyes are almost weeping from the spice. So I don't know what's going on here. Okay, back to the self-employment. I wouldn't give up on it. You learned a whole lot from it, right? And it's almost like you don't want to go back into the water after.
That's very true.
Uh-huh.
I don't want to go back into the water necessarily of working for other people. I'm so much more like an independent spirit.
Why they're urging you. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You're being urged to not give up on the idea of being self-employed. Take the previous experience as a lesson and learn. But the thing is, I don't see you failing. I don't mean to use the word failure. That is terrible. But I don't see you falling down or getting stuck. I think you're like, there's so much time between the money coming in and the money going out that you get into that really scary place where faith is pretty much all you're going on. But
right.
I get that faith. Hmm? Go ahead.
Right. Right.
Yes. Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, take a deep breath. Give it another go. Did you have much of an online presence with your work that you were doing for yourself?
A little bit of an online presence. Yes, I have two things that I have going on right now. I have other things that I do, but there's two major things. And I do have an online presence for both of them. They're not like rambunctious kind of online presences. And I would like to ramp them up. I feel like we really need someone on my team to do that.
Okay. Well, you know what? You can easily take care of that. That's just, ask for the right teachers and the right people to help. And then let it go. Let spirit deal with it and they'll come along. But I wouldn't give up on self-employment. I think you're going to be really, it's like a rock in a hard place, like work for the man or work for yourself. If you have to make the choice, I think your next attempt will not be so scary, won't be so bad. And you're going into it with like better, they say you see much clearer in your rear view mirror. So that's going to hold true for you. You won't make the same, it's not mistakes, but you'll know how to fill in the gaps better how to put it. So don't worry. Don't be afraid to take that plunge again. It's almost like getting back into water where a shark has nibbled on your toe, but it's okay. They're not always there. And just keep your eye out for sharks. Okay. So put you over to Michael with that. Okay. Oh, sorry.
Do you get anything in terms of what my major focus, where do I put most of my energy? What's my thing to go out there and do that I would succeed with?
The thing that comes in very strongly for you is a service occupation where you are helping people. You have a strong empathy for others. And if you are serving or teaching in some capacity, I think you are going to be aligned with your path.
That's a good way of putting it. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
I have something. This might be like way off base because I don't usually do these type readings. But the whole time you were talking, I don't know if you're familiar with a company called Melaleuca.
Yeah, Melaleuca. Sure.
I don't know why. I haven't thought of that in years, but that's coming up around you like very strong for some reason. So I don't know if that's something you're at all interested in, at least looking at. But I just feel like with your personality, I just see that type of work, because you work by yourself, you work for yourself, but I just see you being successful with something like that.
Hmm.
So I don't even know if that's anything close to what you were thinking about, but I'm sorry, that's It just kept ringing in my ear. I had to say this. I had to say this.
Oh, no worries. No worries. Every little bit of information is something I think about. So, yeah. That's great.
And Gigi, I've been sitting with this lady here, and I think she's explaining to me a little bit more. So would you say that you tend to be a little bit organized and structured, or at least maybe even not like literal, but like in a mental space of organization? Do you understand what I'm saying? Like things to be a certain way, and kind of like the structure around things. Okay.
Yeah, I like to actually have my mind as clear, you know, in other words, like I don't like a lot of clutter around me because I feel like it then feels like my mind is cluttered. Yeah.
Yeah. The other thing, so your grandmother is, she's coming in and she's kind of acting in a certain way and she's projecting it onto you. I thought, you know, originally that was what she was saying it's with her, but she's making me feel like with you. She makes me feel like you like things to, and I don't know if you'll hear me when I say this, but she makes me feel like you also like to kind of, I don't want to use the word control, but you like to really have that. I mean, I think we all tend to want to kind of shift the sails to go in a certain way. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like you want to kind of, I want it to go this way and have come into it with expectation. Do you understand what I'm saying? A little bit more... wanting to set that path in front of you?
I think I used to be like that more previously. And gosh, if I'm living a life where I'm surrendered, it doesn't make, you know, the paperwork doesn't make any sense. The figures on the paper don't really compute to knowing how I'm going to take care of all my obligations, and I'm just surrendered at this point, you know. So I've moved more into energetically being aligned.
Okay, perfect. Because she's making me feel like this is something, there's, whether or not you relate to this now or in the past, it feels like there was something where this feeling of wanting to sort of control the circumstances and the surroundings around it. I feel like for you in particular, if you are in the space of surrender, that's exactly where you should be. I feel like for you, she's emphasizing, she's showing this sort of like crooked line and the kind of the next steps and where things are going to go. It's not going to be a straight and narrow line. Like it's not going to be like, I go here, I go here. It's going to be a very jagged path for you. But that's a good thing because she's showing me kind of along the journey, the things that you learn through the process. And it's almost like, it's kind of funny because each stop, think of it like, you know, the Wizard of Oz, right? She's showing me this example of, you know, you kind of, you take this path, this journey, but then along the way, you kind of take gifts along with you. And that's what she's giving for you. And so I feel like in particular that that's where the, you know, truly, if you're in that space of surrender, fantastic. That's what you should do. I feel like, and there may be a tendency to kind of want to, once you kind of get your first pass of something, to be a little bit more like, you know, wanting, because I feel like in general, you're organized and pretty structured. So regardless of the direction that you try to step forward, do you understand this? Like, I feel like you tend to be a very organized person.
Oh my gosh, I'm very organized. I mean.
Yeah, that's okay.
Yes.
Okay, because
yes.
Your grandmother was coming in, like she was like imitating you. And I was like, well, I didn't get that. Like you made me think you were doing that. She's like, no, that's what she does. She's very organized. Like you're the type of person that would put like the little protection stuff on your china. Like you would put like tissue paper in between your plates. Like you are just organized and really, you know, you've got control over things, which is good. And so with that, it's funny because she's making me feel like, I do feel kind of going back to, I think what Lynn had said about service. I do feel like there's something about the people service that you can offer. And I don't know why, but I was getting a particular around like something with design. I don't know if you tend to be like an interior designer or you're really fascinated. Okay.
Oh my God.
So that's, that's like immediately I was getting like something with interior designing, but it's funny because it's like you appreciate things and the beauty of the things around them, but it's more
God.
So because the way it
so
makes
right.
people feel.
You're
and so that's your passion, and it's funny because she's making me feel like, I get it now. I understand. Like, okay, So she's making me feel like with the trait that you do, that you often, there may be some rationalization of like, well, who, like the value of the service type of thing, but she's taking you in these different kind of zigzags because you're trying to wrap around like the ROI, right? Like the value proposition for your customers type of thing. But don't do that. Like, just go, like, do your passion, spirit, and they want to emphasize, if you hear nothing else, when you are doing your passion and you are truly surrendered to your passion, the doors will open up for you. And you're going to be like, oh my gosh, I'm getting paid to do this thing and I love it. And I'm helping people and I'm making their lives beautiful. There is value in the work that you do, and you need to understand that, because there's something, you have this element, like, of where you can see things that other people may not be able to see. So it's kind of the feng shui, right?
Right.
And there's something about when you come into a room and you can change things up, people just feel different, and that there's value for that. Some people don't have that ability to kind of switch things, move things in a certain way, and to where it's like your home is your, it kind of sets the scene, right? And like, it's like when you clean your house, you're like, oh my gosh, it feels so good. That's what I'm seeing with you. And that is absolutely valuable.
You nailed it on so many different levels. I mean, even just as far as cleaning the house, I feel like, oh my gosh, I've just peeled a layer off myself. The house feels like it's peeled a layer, and it just energetically feels like it's the highest frequency. And that's what I always seem to be going after, is high frequency living, you know? And the same thing with people is I want that for them. So that's always been I guess it's always been my end result, but I didn't realize it when I was younger and I was doing makeup artistry. People would just immediately shift into a whole nother person, you know, a high frequency. Oh my gosh.
That's right.
I love my life.
Yep.
Yeah. And so now I do it, you know, now
energy.
I do it in my own home, but I don't have energy, and I don't have a portfolio to show people, you know, of doing this work for other people. So I'm thinking, how, you know, I'm already behind the eight ball. How am I going to go out there and try to do a business where people are going to try to get some proof that I'm going to come in there and do something that's going to be worthwhile and valuable? You know, I guess I have to revert back to what I know I've been doing and is going to make me money, but it's not really my passion. So I'm stuck in this rock and a hard place, it feels like. And at the same time, that's the kind of guidance I was looking for. Like, can I actually shift into doing this and believe that there are going to be people that are, that there are going to be people that are going to say yes?
Yep. And there will be. I mean, there is something truly, like, I feel as your grandmother is bringing that energy to me, you truly have the capability for people to shift. Think of it, you know, it's spirit. It's like, you know, we have physical trainers for the body. Think of it like a spiritual trainer. You have that way to shift the energy within someone just by simply shifting their surroundings and lightening the energy around. So absolutely. And it's funny, your grandmother has a little bit of a personality, and she's kind of laughing because she's like, you'll be able to get paid for your OCD. Like, there's something around this that, you know, it's going to be a good thing for you. So, yeah. So, and
grandmother
wants to say, what's that?
Which grandmother is this?
She's not really claiming sometimes, depending on, but I feel like she's also acknowledging your father. So I feel like this might be your father's mother for whatever reason. So the other thing I want to say is, I feel like in particular for you, there's an opportunity to go and do this for someone. And when you do this for someone, and maybe not, it's not a paid thing, but again, it's your passion. So you'll do it because you want to see sort of a before and after, and that will open up other doors for you, quite literally. So I see that being an opportunity. I feel like there's some circles that you're actually going to be able to get into. I don't know if you live, you know, where you, I know you
I
said
do.
California, but I just feel like there's going to be opportunity for you, but it only takes one person for you shifting and literally making them feel the energy shift for them to tell a bunch of other people. So I see it being a really good thing for you.
What a gift. Oh my gosh, what a gift. What a gift that you just told me.
Good. I'm glad.
I talk about energy shifts. I feel such a shift in my own energy, and it just felt like it elevated me.
Thank you. I feel it. All yeah, it's awesome.
Thank you.
Well, good for you. Yeah, good luck. I want to see you out there and your amazing work and the energy that you do. And, yeah, best of luck to you, Gigi.
Thank you, Heather.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right.
Wow. That
Are you guys
was amazing.
Still there? Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Wow. Awesome. Yeah, you guys are amazing. I'm so thankful for you guys being on. And thanks, Lynn, for keeping it going a little longer. I was like, it's going to end. What do I do? So thank you for doing that.
Fine.
So you guys are amazing. It was so just amazing to share this space with you guys. I think, I don't know about you, but I mean, we're into it for a while here. So I think, probably at a good stopping point. I see that you still have a couple, and I'm going to, I apologize if you had to wait a while, but I'm going to write down your number. And so we will be on the air again next week, the same time. And if you call in then, I will make sure to get you guys in first. So, so again, I apologize for that, but I think Spirit gives me my little, I don't know about you guys now, I don't want to speak on your behalf, but Spirit definitely tells me like it's time to go refresh your own energy. So, are you guys good?
Yeah, you feel like an orange that the juice has been sucked out of a little bit after
a
too many readings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a lot of energy. So, yeah.
It
so
sure
I thank you guys
is.
For.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's good stuff though. It's all good, you know, and I think, you know, coming back to everything that we're doing, I think at the end Spirit's here to help everyone. And so I think it's beautiful when they can give a message of inspiring, and it's really about being present. You know, the show's title, Be Here Now. It's, you know, sometimes we'll get, you know, there may be some like, well, you give future readings, but it's really about being here now, being present. If there's one thing that we said to any one of the callers that helped them to kind of shift a little bit, you know, shift the energy to make it a better life and to really go on and take those next steps, what they need to do, then that's what it's about. So, and whether it's looking forward or looking behind, it's, you know, the rear view mirror type of thing. It's all good. So that's what we do. So thank you guys so much. So just a reminder, I know someone asked it during the call, and I'll do a refresh on how to get in contact. So Michael Christopher, you can get in contact with him at www.michaelchristophermedium.com and Lynn Bleasdale at lynnbleasdale.wixsite.com/Lynn. And myself at www.heatherfalona.com. So thanks, and we will be on again next week, and we will have Tina Godwin on next week. So really excited for that. So thanks
Yay,
again,
Tina.
Michael and Lynn. Yay! I know, I'm so excited.
Yeah, we love Tina. Fabulous.
Oh. You guys are rock stars. Alrighty. Thank you so much. Have a good night,
Thank
everyone.
Thank you.
You want
too.
Music?
All right. Music? Oh yes, absolutely. Let's
yes.
start with the
gotta bring that.
Yeah, let's do it.
Love that. Here we go.
Heck yeah.
And the sound guy.
It's gonna be a good
life. Okay.